The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly, written by Don Quinn, with music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. The show opens with Here's My Heart. When your friends come to visit you, are you glad to invite them back to your kitchen? Are you proud of the looks of that kitchen floor, for example? You can be if it's protected with a beautiful, lasting glow coat polish. Then your friends will admire its sparkling beauty, the freshness of the colors, too. And if they ask you how you do it, you can say with Johnson's self-polishing glow coat. So many housekeepers have switched to the easy glow coat way of keeping linoleum clean and spotless. Glow coat saves work because it requires no rubbing or buffing. And Glow Coat saves the linoleum, too, making it last much longer. So, for your linoleum and other floors, too, save work with Johnson's Glow Coat. Ladies and gentlemen, fate is about to knock at the door at 79 Wistful Vista. And here in the living room at 79 Wistful Vista, where fate is about to knock at the door, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
Who's that?
You heard the man. It's fate.
Oh. Come in, fate.
Mr. Fred, you live here?
Who?
Mr. Fragile, I got an express package for him. This is 79 Wistful Vista, ain't it?
That's right. Let's see the package. Oh, this says Mr. Fibber McGee. Oh, that Fragile refers to the content, sir.
Oh, excuse me. Well, sign for it right here, buddy.
Okay. There you are. Who's it from? Is there a return address?
Well, let me see. Oh, yeah, it's from Use No Hooks. Goodbye.
To Mr. Fragile from Use No Hooks. Ah, oh, dear, where will this end up?
Oh. Well, what is the package, dearie?
Search me. It's insured for $800, so it couldn't be that model airplane kit I sent for.
Well, it's Mark Fragile. Maybe they sent a hostess with it. Say, I think I know what it is.
You do? What?
Well, you open it and see. It's a surprise.
Huh? Hmm, a nice leather case. Oh, look, it's got my name stamped on it. In gold letters.
Sure.
What the... Hey, look, it says, Fibber McGee, Special Representative of the Meaning Watch Corporation.
Sure. Surely you've read the advertisements about Meaning Watches.
Yeah, sure.
Every little meaning has a movement all its own.
Yeah, but I ain't their representative.
Oh, yes, you are.
Huh?
Well, I met the president of the watch company at a bridge party at Mrs. Uppington's.
Yeah?
And he said he was looking for a local representative, and I suggested you.
Oh, well, gee, Molly, I appreciate this, but Dad Raddatt, I ain't got time to handle watches. I'm too busy with my stamp collection.
You haven't got a stamp collection.
Well, I can start one, can't I?
Yes, but on this job, you get a $50 drawing account and 10% commission.
I do? Oh, boy, say, this is a job, ain't it?
Sure.
See, now, if I sell 100 watches at 100 apiece, that's 10,000. 10% of 10,000 is 1,000. Oh, boy, $1,000 a week.
But now, look.
Hey,
here.
Let's move out of this dump and take a suite at the hotel. This is no place for a guy making $1,000 a week. I got a position to maintain. I have to...
Come in.
Hello, kids. Hey, can I use your names for reference? I want to be a scoutmaster.
Why, certainly, Mr. Oldtimer. Go right ahead.
I didn't know you were interested in scouting, Oldtimer. You know how to build a fire without matches?
Yep. Rub two sticks of wood together. I done it once. Hard work, too.
Did you start a fire?
Nope. But I got so warm, I didn't need one.
Well, now you just go right ahead and use our names as reference, Mr. Oldtimer.
Thanks, baby.